from English Mojo. In the world's biggest footprint, a massive global conflict is being prepared and launched. If you live in an English-speaking part of the world, you are being targeted. Expect the first major assaults this year. They are coming from Russia, France, Qatar, and others. Massive satellite systems are about to deliver barrages, unlike anything the planet has experienced before. There were hints that this was coming. If you had searched the airwaves during the dark days of the Cold War, like thousands of others, including me, you would have heard forerunner attempts like this.
This is Radio Moscow Union Service.
That was the voice of Soviet-era propaganda over shortwave radio. I can recall the child's secret glee late at night as I found exotic English broadcasts like these, filled with forbidden polemics and warbling folk music. It's all pretty quaint now. The wall has come down. In Moscow, the Soviets have become entrepreneurs. Old enemies, it would seem, have become sometime pals. And so things might have stayed, except for one little discovery. Russia found itself facing one of the greatest threats to modern capitalists. It found it had image problems. The crisis first came to light in an opinion survey taken 2 years back. Kremlin pollsters asked Americans to name the top 10 things they associated with Russia. Well, maybe the reformed commissars hoped for answers citing great ballet or world-class vodka or eternally brooding authors. But the answers they got must have caused a huge Slavic funk behind those thick Kremlin walls. The list from the Yanks was a public relations nightmare topped by communism, the KGB, snow, and the Russian mafia. Okay, fast forward to last August. St. Petersburg prepares to host the G8 summit meeting in June 2006. Another poll was launched, this one to check foreigners' awareness of Russian brands. What would outsiders say? Smirnoff Vodka? The venerated Gum Department Store? The exalted Tsar Imperial Caviar? The Keepers of the Great Bear breathlessly tabulated the answers and found the most recognized Russian brands were Kalashnikov rifles and Molotov cocktails. Things looked bad indeed. And with guests coming, the Russian president finally admitted the Rossiyskaya Federatsiya has a big image problem. Quickly, the Kremlin turned on targets in North America, Europe, Asia, Africa, and Australia. They prepared to use the heavy weapons, orbiting satellites IA-5, Hotbird 6, and TICOM 3. The Russian information agency, RIA Novosti, was enlisted to lead the attack, which has begun. It has launched an all-English, all-the-time TV news channel called Russia Today. A crew of over 300 journalists now beams 24-hour broadcasts offering global news from a Russian perspective. Have they managed to attract attention? Maybe. 2 days after launch, the station received what, these days, might be the highest compliment. Their computer network was attacked by hackers. Well, someone was watching. But the next day, the Great Bear rose again, undaunted. Russia Today is back up and filling the airwaves with English once again. Хорошо, товарищ. That's only the beginning, though. Shortly after the launch of Russia Today, Iranian state television said it too will set up English language broadcasting in 2006. The Persian Republic promised Anglophone viewers a satellite news channel with direct information and access to what is going on in the Islamic world, in the region, and in Iran. Arabic 6, English 1. Just across the Persian Gulf from Iran sits the tiny oil-sodden emirate of Qatar, home to Al Jazeera. The emerging satellite news network has decided that 6 Arabic language channels are enough. What's next? Al Jazeera International. Yet another satellite 24-hour English language channel. The network's practice of televising videos including anti-USA pronouncements from Al-Qaeda and beheadings from war areas doesn't sit well with the Washington, D.C. politicos, who have returned the favors with accidental U.S. bombings against Al Jazeera offices in Kabul and Baghdad. Nonetheless, backed up by a few $100 million from the Emir of Qatar, the network plans to air its new broadcasts from London, Kuala Lumpur, its Doha base, and for it, perhaps the most bomb-safe locale of all, Washington, D.C. Even the French. The massive broadcast English footprint being laid down on the planet will be deepened by the French government. According to President Jacques Chirac, France must be at the forefront of the global battle of images. That's why I am resolved that our country should have an international news channel. The government announced late last year that it will launch a new CNN à la Française. The French International News Network will begin broadcasting in 2006 in French around the clock. Fair enough. But most hurtful of all to Francophiles in the announcement was mention that a 4-hour segment of English will be included to spread Gallic values. Ah, c'est la vie to the je ne sais quoi. More at EnglishMojo.com.